You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with Larry Zinn, automotive empresario. How are you, Larry?
Hey, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, man. Hey, let's celebrate. The Dolphins are in the playoffs. Did I just really say that?
I was going to say, remember at the beginning of the season when we were talking about this, and I think it was, 1-3, and I was devastated and ready to never go to a Dolphins game again, and you kind of talked us all off the ledge. I appreciate that, because otherwise we wouldn't be here today.
Well, thank you so much. Give Adam Gase a little bit of credit. That guy really did a good job, and I think that what it really shows is that when a person brings their management style to the table, sometimes it takes just a little bit of time to take hold, and I think he's done a really good job.
I think he's done a great job. I'm interested to see what happens next season, as this continues to build. And, hopefully we make it through the playoffs. But, regardless, it is a pretty strong season, especially for a first-year coach.
Thank you for using is, because it's not over yet. Now, Larry, I touted today as we would talk about some of the hot things to look for in 2017 from cars. We always talk about Warren Henry and their nameplates, but one thing we don't always talk about is what a aficionado you are of gasoline and the things that it can power. So, Larry, I know you look at a lot of different things that happen in the auto industry. What are some cool things that we should look for in 2017 generally, and then, of course, with your nameplates?
Well, I think generally you're going to see a lot more electrification throughout the industry. So right now you see a lot of novel products like Tesla and what they have going on, and they have a lot of buzz behind them because they have electric vehicles. You're going to start to see all the major brands get into electric vehicles, and in a very big way. It's not going to be a two-model deal, much of these brands, and it's not necessarily happening next year throughout the brand, but it'll start where they get in with one car and then another, and then throughout the entire lineup they'll have an option on either a diesel, an electric, a hybrid, or a standard gasoline version. So that's an exciting thing that's happening with the industry. We'll also see new things in regards to ride sharing, subscription models, different ways of ownership for vehicles. I think that's something that's really coming to the forefront very quickly. And, is as far as urban living goes, has a lot of merit and interesting things going for it, as well as autonomy. The legal side of autonomy and what's going to happen with self-driving vehicles and what can and can't be done, and how those vehicles are going to progress technologically as well. So it really is an exciting time for the industry. Things are changing at a very rapid pace. As the technology increases, we're just seeing some really wild stuff come from all these different manufacturers. And, I'm certainly very excited.
What's the neatest innovation that you're seeing across the industry right now, Larry?
Well, I think, actually going to autonomy, for example, okay, you're going to see, you've already seen portions of it, like in the Infiniti, for example, in the Q50, when you have a technology package, the vehicle can stop itself or keep you from changing lanes if you're going to merge into another vehicle or you happen to be drifting, the car can correct you. Now you're going to start to see things like when you get into traffic, you push a button and the car is basically going to drive itself through traffic. So you can, not that I'm encouraging it, but when you look around, you see everybody around you text messaging. Now people, rather than having these low mileage accidents where they're bumping into each other because they're looking down and text messaging, the car will actually take control in these situations and not allow those things to happen, which will hopefully make my commute much shorter.
100%. I mean, it seems to me that every single day, the only people you pass on the road are three cars that bumped into each other, and you know what was going on.
I mean, when you see somebody who's hit at low speed, most of the time now that's what happened, is somebody was looking down, not paying attention. There was an additional distraction going on in the vehicle. And I think you'll also see elimination of some of those distractions as well through different types of technological advances that are being offered inside the vehicle to keep people's eyes on the road.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Now, Larry, what are some of the innovations that you and your nameplates are bringing to the table this year? I know you're excited about a couple new vehicles that are coming in.
Well, we've got some really interesting innovations from a performance perspective happening on the Lamborghini side. We've got on the Land Rover side, we've got a new Discovery coming out, which is going to replace the LR4, which was previously known as a Discovery in the earlier part of its life.
Okay.
And that car is going to have a lot of really interesting technology, including being that it's a 7-seater, you'll actually be able to adjust the seating position. So if you want the third row up, down, the second row up or down, you can do that from outside the vehicle from your cell phone.
Wow.
And you're going to see a lot more of these controls as far as, you know, starting the car from your phone, which is out there now, changing seating configurations, valet alerts, where you want to make sure that you're alerted when somebody drives outside of a certain radius,
right,
or over a certain speed if your kid's driving the car. You know, a lot of that's out there now, but you're going to see it all start to come together in many different packages for many different vehicles.
Well, you know, hacking's been in the news lately. We won't say where, but how about I couldn't resist. How about the security part of the whole thing? Are they going to come with heavy encryption so that the guy driving next to me can't take control of my car?
Yes, and also we're already starting to see laws come into place to protect from hacking, or at least provide penalty when there is hacking. In the state of Michigan, for example, if you're caught hacking a vehicle, it's a life sentence.
It should be. It could result in death.
Absolutely. And, you know, there will be separate networks in regards to where the connection to the internet comes from on these vehicles. You know, they're not going to be on a standard channel as far as communications go. They will have a proprietary channel. It's just a matter of, you know, the hackers are always one step ahead anyway. So, you know, hopefully the automakers can stay further ahead. And as the vehicles become more and more connected, they'll be able to continually update them over the air without you having to worry about going in to get a car plugged in to get an update.
Oh, my gosh. So soon I'm going to be getting a thing, do not turn off your car, it's updating?
Basically, yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Or your vehicle is off, you know, okay, in 10 minutes your vehicle is going to get an update, and the next morning you wake up, your vehicle can have some sort of new features. If there was some sort of performance issue that may have been software controlled, that'll be corrected over the air.
Larry, this is great stuff. It's like red cap in the car. It's great.
It's all really interesting, and you know, like I said, moving very, very fast. So, you know, there's all sorts of other issues that come about when you have all this massive amounts of data going through the air. As far as collection of the data, who owns the data? Do you own the data? Does the manufacturer own the data? Who owns it? And then also, what are they going to do with it?
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see how all those things shake out as well.
Yeah, what are they going to do with it? That'll be really good. I mean, already they're starting to try to do the insurance thing with the, you know, put the thing in your car on insurance. So it's really fascinating. Big Brother's coming to your car. Now, Larry, let's talk for just a second about what's going on in Lamborghini. I would like to just, you said there's some new good hot stuff coming up. Tell me how I'm going to spend my gasoline in a couple of years.
Well, we've got the Aventador S coming out, which is the next generation of our highest-end model at the Lamborghini store. The Aventador S is going to have four-wheel steering, 740 horsepower, all new technology. It's going to be lighter, more aerodynamic. I mean, it's going to be a wild machine.
Oh, yeah. Wanda's making a face. She's got to have one.
Actually, we want to make sure as well that you all come by for Supercar Saturday next weekend.
Oh, I'll be there for sure. And I'm actually invited one of my friends already to go. Now, Larry, is that new car going to come in that real fancy blue? I voted for that blue. You saw me vote for the blue.
I know you did. It'll come in whatever color you'd like. That's one of the great things about working with a manufacturer that does everything from such a custom perspective. You can send in a picture or a paint chip or something in a color that you want to create if it's not available to you.
Well, that's
just
amazing.
But if you'd like that blue, you can get it. You know, you just, of course, everything does come at a premium.
Well, that's okay. At that price point, it's not such a big surprise. Now, let's see. We're going to have Peter's going to be out there. Samantha's going to be out there. AB's going to be out there. Anybody else we got to give a shout out to? I mean, they're always lovely.
Shout out to Leo and Andrew and, you know, John and Adam and Mary Lou and Denise, the whole crew. Margo, everybody.
I love the lady that sells with her daughter the cupcakes and cookies. I love giving a donation to that lady every time.
Of course.
She's the best.
Yeah, to Kelly and Victoria.
There you go. Now, your dad was great. He gave me my favorite cap, my little white Lamborghini cap. It's plain. He likes them plain without a lot of stuff on the top. I'm kind of like him. So everybody's there. The whole team. People can go there. They can make a deal. They can meet the whole, I'm going to have to say it, Warren Henry family. And when is Supercar Saturday, and where is it going to be, Larry?
So it's next Saturday at Lamborghini Broward. That's 4645 Volunteer Road. It's right off of 75 in Griffin. And, you know, it's a great event, even if you're not coming to show your car off. It's a great spectators event as well. We're expecting somewhere around 300 cars between exotics, classics, tuner vehicles. It should be a really special show. Right now, the feedback we've gotten for this one seems like it may be the biggest yet.
Well, I guess I better get there early. Everybody, make sure you join me next Saturday with Larry and his family at Warren Henry up there at the Lamborghini store. We're going to have a great time, and there's also great things to see. They've got coffee, so you can get to see me on coffee. They have donuts, coffee, and sugar. Boy, you're going to love me on that stuff. So, Larry, I want to thank you so much for coming. Thank you for being a supporter of the show. But more than anything else, thanks for bringing all your positive energy today.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Please send my love to Vivian, as always. And, you know, looking forward to next time.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon. Larry's in, the GM of all the Warren Henry stores. He is the man. He is the top auto guy in town, if you ask me. Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with Jimmy Casale. We're going to talk economics. It'll be fun. It may even be entertaining, but it will be informative. So, Wanda, take it away.